तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अस्ट्रेलियामा हुर्के बढेकाहरूका लागि पनि टिप्स दिने वा नदिने भन्ने कुरा दोधार हुन सक्छ। सामान्य भाषामा टिप्स दिने भन्नुको अर्थ गुणस्तरीय सेवा प्राप्त गरे बापत खुसी भएर दिने केही निश्चित रकम वा पैसा भनेर बुझिन्छ। अस्ट्रेलियामा नगद वा कार्ड मार्फत बिल भुक्तानी हुने भएकाले कार्ड मार्फत पनि टिप दिन सकिन्छ। विदेशी टिपिङ कल्चरकै सिको गरिएकाले अस्ट्रेलियामा टिप छाड्ने वा नछाड्ने भन्ने कुरामा मानिसहरू विभाजित भएका छन्। यद्यपि कतिपय अवस्थामा यसलाई कृतज्ञताका रूपमा पनि लिने गरिन्छ। के अस्ट्रेलियामा मानिसहरूले टिप दिन्छन् त? अस्ट्रेलियाको उपभोक्ता हित सम्बन्धी संस्था एसिसिसीमा कार्यरत बिल डीका अनुसार टिप दिने भन्ने विषय नितान्त संस्कृतिसँग जोडिएको विषय हो।
Tipping is really a cultural issue. For example, in the United States, essentially it's mandatory. In a lot of places, if you go to a restaurant, they actually have on the bill gratuity. There's an expectation too that if you get a cab or something like that, that you pay a tip. In Australia, it's a different thing. Culturally, we've been more attuned to make tipping voluntary.
उत्कृष्ट सेवा प्राप्त गरे बापत धन्यवाद स्वरूप केही दिनुले टिपको अर्थ राख्ने डीको बुझाइ छ।
It is voluntary. You don't have to tip. But that doesn't say tipping doesn't occur. In Australia, it's more an expression of being satisfied or expressing your appreciation with better customer service. For example, if you're in a restaurant and the waiter gives you excellent service and you think the meal's great, a lot of people tip to show their gratitude. I think it's got to be an expression from the individual consumer to the provider. If the provider is giving you more personalized service.
तर कतिपय मानिसहरू भने टिप दिनुलाई अनावश्यक ठान्छन्। अमेरिका जस्ता देशमा सेवा दिने व्यवसायमा काम गर्नेहरूको अवस्था भिन्नै हुने भएकाले केहीले यहाँ त्यसको सिको गरेर फाइदा नहुने तर्क गर्छन्। 3RRR नामक रेडियो मार्फत खाना सम्बन्धी अहिलेसम्मकै लामो कार्यक्रमका निर्माता क्याम स्मिथ टिप छाड्ने वा नछाड्ने भन्ने कुरा व्यक्तिगत विचार भएको बताउँछन्।
You shouldn't feel obliged to give that because of the wage structure that we have here in Australia. Australia has a fairly high minimum wage compared to the rest of the world, but unlike, say, the United States of America, where the wages are very, very low and service staff need a gratuity to survive, in Australia, it's up to the person whether or not great service is to be rewarded with a tip.
खाना खाइसकेपछि टेबुल वा टिप राख्नका लागि बनाइएका भाँडामा केही रकम राखिदिने प्रचलन छ वा क्यासलेस पेमेन्ट मार्फत पनि निश्चित रकम टिपका रूपमा दिइने गरिन्छ। यसरी जम्मा भएको टिप चाहिँ कामदारहरूले बाँडेर लिने गर्दछन्।
The thing about tipping in Australia is it's an expression of gratitude for service that goes beyond the ordinary service. And if their service is just ordinary, then it's a bit of a steal to ask for more. There's a saying here in Australia, you pay for what you get. But if someone goes that little bit further, that little bit extra, then a lot of people will reward them for that little bit extra.
टिप्स कति दिने त कति दिने भन्ने कुरा व्यक्तिगत रूपमा निर्धारण गर्ने भए पनि कतिसम्म दिने वा कति चाहिँ मानक हो भन्ने केही दिशा निर्देशहरू भने भएको क्याम स्मिथको भनाइ छ।
Usually in Australia, a tip or a gratuity, as it's sometimes called, is about 10%. Australians are pretty lazy and it is easiest to give 10%, and it seems that is where tips originated and pretty much stayed. You still can give more money if you think someone has gone above and beyond the call of duty, but in Australia the standard tip for good service is 10%.
पछिल्लो एक सर्वेक्षणले भने बाहिर खाना खान रुचाउने मानिसहरूको परिवर्तन भएको व्यवहारको बारेमा अध्ययन भएको छ। व्यवसायलाई समर्थन गर्न पनि टिपिङ संस्कृतिमा केही परिवर्तन आएको उक्त सर्वेक्षणले देखाएको छ। ओपन टेबल नामक संस्थामा अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय बजार प्रबन्धकका रूपमा कार्यरत रोबिन चियाङ मानिसहरूको व्यवहारमा परिवर्तन आएको बताउँछन्।
What we've seen after the pandemic and after lockdowns is a shift in sentiment. So about 25% of Aussies that we surveyed are now happy to tip after a meal. And that's really led by our young guys under 30s. Around half of them are very willing to tip after a meal. So that's been a real sea change for us in terms of eating out at restaurants and how we treat our restaurateurs and front of house staff.
सर्वेक्षणले 30 वर्ष मुनिका मानिसहरू टिप्स दिने कुरामा अगाडि रहेको पनि देखाएको छ। पछिल्लो समय क्यासलेस कार्ड र अनलाइन डेलिभरीले बजार लिइरहेका बेला नगदमै टिप्स दिने चलन भने कम हुँदै गएको देखिन्छ। टिप्स दिनुको मुख्य उद्देश्य रेस्टुरेन्ट व्यवसायहरूलाई सहयोग गर्नुभएकाले टिप्सका लागि एप्स वा क्यासलेस मेसिनमा देखिने अनुरोधलाई स्वीकार गर्नै पर्छ भन्ने चाहिँ नरहेको च्याङको भनाइ छ.
Our survey says that hasn't changed the way people approach tipping. That's not really been the main driver. The main reason why people do tip is they want to help out the restaurant industry, which I think is a great reason. So that's been why people have been more willing to open their wallets to help out our front of house staff.
सामान्यतया ट्याक्सी ड्राइभरले टिप्सको आशा राख्दैनन्, यद्यपि उठेको रकममा राउन्ड अप अर्थात् सेन्टहरूको हिसाब नगरी डलरको मात्र हिसाब गर्ने चलन भने रहँदै आएको छ. यसै गरी हेयर ड्रेसर, ब्युटिसियन र होटेल कर्मचारीले पनि टिप्सको आशा राख्दैनन्.
I tend to give a tip to delivery drivers because those people that are, shall we say, caught in the gig economy and that are working for the disrupting sites don't have as many rights and are probably working for less money. I try to give a tip to people that are participating in that line of work just because of the nature of the work and the wage system.
Delivery driverहरुको हकमा पनि केही रकम टिप्स का रूपमा दिने चलन छ, तर अरूले के गर्छन् भन्दा पनि टिप्स दिने वा नदिने भन्ने कुरा नितान्त व्यक्तिगत निर्णय हो भन्ने कुरामा चाहिँ ख्याल राख्नु पर्दछ.
Generally, we pay a delivery fee, but restaurants also pay quite a hefty fee for delivery. They come at a cost. So if you want to help out restaurants even more, better to go get takeout. Restaurants make more on takeout than they do on delivery. And I think best of all is go dine in at the restaurant.
Like, share, recommend, go on host. SBS Nepali, like, Facebook, ma saath dinu host.